He's bad. He's in my area. What happens to Ali? What happens to Ali? He dies. Why?
For 17 years, he teaches English for ESL student at Peters College. Professor Noel Colosso was born in Baghdad, Iraq, and came to America when he was 13 years old. And he never forget the first woman from the church who helped them a lot at the beginning. Also, he never forget what his father told him when they arrived here, where he said to him,
"You know, if I came to the United States at your age, Noel, at the age of 13, 14, 15, I would learn as much about the United States as possible."
Colosso began his education in Reseda High School and then Pierce College. He said he was a hunger for knowledge. He got his bachelor degree from CSUN during an interview for a job as a city planner. The interviewer asked him,
"So, no, what are you doing with yourself, Noel?" And I told him that I work for United Parcel Service. And he says, "Have you ever thought of substitute teaching?" And, you know, I taught at church as a Sunday school teacher. And I thought, you know, let me give it a try. So I started teaching. I really enjoyed the teaching.
This was the first step in teaching. Then Colosso finished his master's degree and began working at another places. But finally, he invited to teach at Pierce College at 2000. He was very happy because he and his children were graduated from Pierce. About his strategy in teaching for newcomers, Colosso said,
"Because I came as an international student, I look at myself as an international student. I came here when I was 13 years old, 14 years old. And fortunately, I was able to lose the accent that I had because I came at an early age. But life was very challenging for a newcomer from another country. So I realized then, and through a lot of prayer and seeking God's will for my life, that, you know, there was a reason that God allowed me to come to the United States and to have this opportunity to teach. And so I discovered that this is basically destiny for me, purpose. I love teaching. Even if Pierce College didn't pay me, I would still love to be in the classroom and teach. That's what I do. That's what I get a chance to do at West Valley Occupational Center when they need a substitute. I really enjoy doing that. And the reason, because I want to introduce international students, I consider myself one of them, to the world in America. And the world in America is more than just what you see on television. It's people that care about you. I know that the woman that cared about us when we first came to the United States, I still remember that person. And the other Christian people that were in our lives early on. So I wanted to show international students everywhere I went that there is a positive face to American life. And that's through a Christian voice, people that care about them, that want to show them that there is love and care. Just an example, tell my students about thrift stores. I tell my students about pantries and food services that help them with daily necessities in terms of food and supplies for their home. I tell them about other places to learn English.
Atta Ibrahimi, one of Colosso's students, says,
He's very kind. He has spent a lot of time for a student. He helped not just about English to a student. He helped whatever he can.
Ali Afrenia, an Iranian student, describes Mr. Colosso saying,
He's a very good teacher, and he trained us very well, and I am enjoying in his class.